At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we break down the finale of Canada's Drag Race, we cancel this season of Big Brother, we talk about Judge Judy's pig in a blanket, and we figure out who is helping Trump put on his kitten heels. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, go.
Damn, she really knows how to lay it down. We're going to include that beautiful rendition of a countdown.
Can you believe how many tries it took me to count down to one? In fact, I went up and down and up again. One up or two down.
Well, certainly, as we exist in a multitude of universes, there is a universe where that is how you count down.
T. You know what I was thinking about this weekend?
What, honey?
How funny is it going to be when the aliens show up and they look at our pictures of aliens and they're like, this is what you thought we looked like?
Yeah. Well, first of all, they've already shown up. You know this.
Yeah, but you like, when we finally, they're going to be like, we're going to have to show them like the alien emoji and they're going to be like, you thought we looked like that?
I bet you anything, we look more like the alien emoji than aliens do. Like, you know, we have a head, we have eyes.
True.
Certainly they don't have physical forms. They've transcended physicality, my dear. Ugh,
bitch, I'd love to be transcended.
Spend 2 minutes with me, honey. I'll transcend you.
And I'm just going to say now, if you hear me drinking from this drink, I got a regular Pepsi from Taco Bell.
You absolutely better. You know what? I support that. Did you get ice?
Yeah. And look, and I'm using the metal straw that one Lisa gave me for Christmas 1 year. I texted
love
her
that.
And I said, this metal straw you gave me is one of the best gifts I've ever gotten.
You know, I think that's wonderful for you.
Thank you. Thank you. I knew you wanted to hear all about how much I love my metal straw.
What did you get from Taco Bell?
Oh, well, I always get a number 3 hard shell.
Well, did you see, I have something. This is crazy that you bring up Taco Bell because I have Taco Bell written down on my things to talk about.
Really? Oh,
because you know how they changed their menu a little bit.
Well, I heard RIP Mexican pizza.
They just got rid of Mexican pizza and apparently that finalizes the their
new menu going forward.
Yes, they're like they were, what's it called, not expanding but
decreasing.
Decrease.
They're limiting their menu.
They're bringing it down. They're reining it in. They're limiting they're trying to like not have such a complicated order.
How complicated can it be? Everything's a little bit of everything else, you know?
Well,
when it comes to Taco Bell, everything is a little bit of everything else.
As somebody who once worked in fast food, adding one thing to the menu really complicates the production of means.
Well,
speaking of production of means, happy Labor Day.
Oh, bitch. No, that one time we went to the Taco Bell headquarters, my dad was all, when you get there, you got to ask them why they took such and such off the menu. And then I asked them and they go, oh, just tell them you want this and add this and this and that's that.
Well, I don't know if it means anything. I don't know if you really said words. So.
Did you carry the one?
I tried to, but you know how we count down in this house. 3, 1, 4, 2, 1, 4, 3, 2. 1, 2,
hey.
Yeah.
So
somebody, speaking of 4, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, somebody out there is texting people today with a phone number that isn't me and saying that it's me. I've had 3 people text me and be like, did you change your phone number? And I want to be like, whoever this is, what's the end goal here? They asked one person, hey, do you know any open gyms? It's like, why would you act like you're me to try to find out what gym is open in New York It doesn't make sense. Make it make sense.
In New York, of all places?
I know. Somebody's really impersonating me for, like, very strange reasons.
That reminds me of
that. Is it you?
Reminds me of that time someone was using my pictures on OkCupid and pretending they were straight and into women.
That's slander.
Yeah, in the greater Chicago area.
Greater?
I mean, it was
when
probably...
When they call any area of a city greater, isn't that kind of rude to everywhere else in the city?
Bitch, talk to Ohio. They call themselves the heart of it all. I'm
talk
like,
about self-centered.
According
about,
to whomst?
Well, that's like America putting themselves in the middle of the map or on the left side of the map. It's like, girl, since when, honey?
Well, do you think... Is it too much for Michigan to say Great Lakes, Great Times? Or would you agree we are Great Lakes, Great Times?
Well, I know I'm biased, but we do have Great Lakes. They are great.
Yeah.
We do subscribe to time, the space-time continuum.
Yeah, East Coast so, time.
East Coast especially, yeah.
We love
it. So are the lakes great? Yes. Are the times great? Yes. So...
What about
do the math.
What about pure Michigan?
That is propaganda.
Isn't one of the states all like, when you're here, you'll know you're here?
That's when you're here, you're family.
Okay, and that's,
I believe.
And that's the Olive Garden.
That's Olive Garden, yes. Mm-hmm. All of this is just like propaganda, PR spin.
Well, fake news media.
It's all fake news media. So I don't know if I can really believe any of it. Yeah. When I'm at the Olive Garden, do I feel like family in the sense that like, are they my supposed to be my fast food chosen family?
I think it's up to you. I think every time you go back, it's a different version of it. Sometimes it's friends,
a family reunion.
Sometimes it's like Christmas. Sometimes there's manicotti.
You know what, Corey? Tea.
The truth hurts, I think they say, and it'll set you free.
See, the only people that say that are people, I think...
Housewives say that. The truth will set you free. Housewives are always like, own it, baby. The truth will set you free, baby.
I feel like a prosecutor would say the truth will set you free, but in the same sentence, they would probably say, when you were to tell the truth, they would say, well, lock them up.
They'd
so is
say,
it really free?
They'd say hors d'oeuvres in the court. Hors d'oeuvres in the court.
I think if there's one thing our judicial system is missing, it's hors d'oeuvres in the court.
Hors d'oeuvres in the court.
I think. What kind of hors d'oeuvres would you want?
A little pig in a blanket moment, always. With like a spicy mustard.
You know, if a cop is in there and it's chilly,
shit.
They got the AC on, that
Fuck.
Is a pig in a blanket.
You can't say pig in a blanket in a courtroom or you'll be in contempt of court.
Who is Judge Judy's pig in a blanket?
I know. His name's Bird.
His name is Bird?
Well, I think since he's a cop, she calls him by his last name. I don't know if his name's Mr. Bird.
Officer Bird.
She's always like, Bird, can you read this for me? Bird, can you look up the blue book value of this 1997 Corsica?
Corsica?
Yeah. I barely even know her.
Thank you. I do feel like something about pigs in a blanket, cop in a courtroom, no heating system. It feels like a Nicki Minaj lyric.
I feel
just
like
underdeveloped.
I feel like courts definitely have heat.
No, I
or
think court
air
is pretty cold.
Is that why the judges wear those robes?
Gowns, beautiful gowns.
Do you know in Australia they have to wear those like oldie timey like wigs in court? I think they do that in the UK too. Like if you're
I don't
a lawyer,
think it's in court. I think it's like in like the Senate and you know things of that nature. Lawmakers.
I don't know. I like that one movie with Rachel McAdams called About Time, and the husband.
I love that movie.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
and
me too.
the husband is a lawyer, and in that end scene montage, he's always wearing one of those wigs. Him and his friend.
Yeah, I don't really remember the wigs of it all, but I do love that movie. It's one of my favorite time-traveling movies.
Yeah, I love it. Well, Rachel McAdams did a string of time-travel movies.
Did she?
She did The Time Traveler's Wife. She played the wife.
Okay.
It was about her.
Okay.
And then she was also in About Time. And the family stone. And the family stone.
Does the family stone travel? Does anybody in there travel through time?
Well, at the
I guess we all travel through time.
At the end,
just linearly.
At the end of the movie, it fast forwards a whole year.
Okay. Well, that's, I mean, it's not like it's going to show. It's not like, what's that one movie that's the Birdman?
24. The TV show, nope. 24.
No. Is that, do they do that in that?
Yeah. No, I think episode of 24 is 1 hour.
Is there a movie called Birdman?
I hated Birdman.
Yes, Birdman. It takes place in the span of the length of the movie, I think.
Well, yeah.
It's all one continuous shot, maybe?
That's what I
or
love.
Did I make that up? I do like that. I find it to be thrilling.
Really, edge of your seat. I really hate in movies when they're like, oh, the bomb's about to go off in 30 seconds. And then you know you're sitting there for 5 minutes and the bomb still hasn't gone off. If you're going to tell me...
That is a pet peeve of mine.
If the bomb's going to go off at a certain amount of time, it really should.
You feel lied to?
Yeah.
My problem with that is more so when there's multiple plot lines and one of them is super urgent, but the other ones they cut to throughout the episode are not as urgent. And so like more time takes place in that time frame cutting to that plot line.
Oh,
and
then they come back to
they come back to the urgent plot line and it's still like where it kind of was. It's like,
oh,
okay,
I hear
something,
you.
Something isn't quite right here.
Do they do something? That in Armageddon?
Maybe, probably. I don't remember.
Same.
I don't know.
So how did you spend your Labor Day?
Did you hear what? How did I spend my Labor Day? I didn't do much.
Well, tell me what I heard.
What'd you hear?
I don't know. You said, did you hear?
Oh, well, I was going to talk about how straight people ruined everything.
Oh, I have a story about straight people making things better.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe we'll offset each other. Well, okay, my story is how straight people were having a gender reveal this weekend. Did you see this?
No, this Labor but Day tell weekend? Me. Tell me about it.
Well, you know how those people are, the straight people, obsessed with revealing gender. There was a straight person. They tried to reveal a gender, and then it sparked a fire.
Again?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes, in California. An El Dorado fire burning near Oak Glen in San Bernardino was caused by a smoke-generating pyrotechnic device used during a gender reveal.
Check the timestamp on that, bitch.
Today. It's yesterday.
This has already happened before.
Yes. Yes, and it's got hundreds of people are fleeing their homes. The fire spans 7,000 acres, all because of a gender reveal this Labor Day weekend.
That happened also, I think, either in Texas or in California. And then, they like sued the guy who started it.
They should.
Well, yeah, but they like sued him for $50 million. He's not going to pay
that
back.
They should.
He can't afford to pay that. No one's going to make that back and pay that back. Well, so what's it coming out of? Our tax dollars?
I don't know. Figure it out, bitch. I don't care. I do think punishment is in order.
Yeah.
Hors d'oeuvres in the court.
Hors d'oeuvres in the court.
Thank you.
Well.
Yeah, that's how straight people ruined Labor Day weekend. Ugh. Also, did you see the Trump boat parade that was going on for Labor Day weekend? And a few of the smaller boats sunk because the larger Trump boats were making huge waves.
I don't understand why all those Trump boats have to have at least 10 flags on them.
I don't know. Imagine having your whole personality being that you like this random 70-year-old man.
Yeah, who's not even that good at anything.
Except being...
Well, that's not something
to brag. Sexy. Sexy.
Did you see Trump in his kitten heels?
Oh, yes, I did.
Do you think he used his tiny hands to tie the laces of those kitten heels?
Bitch, okay, I don't mean to body shame in any capacity, but I just get a vibe that he can't reach his feet. There's nothing wrong with that. I just am calling a spade. Trump can't reach his feet, nor can he tie his kitten heels.
So do you think he uses one of those, what's it called? Remember when you finally learned about a shoe...
A shoehorn,
and you really slipped your pigs into that shoe.
I once had a guy that was a gentleman that came to my home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of the nature that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
As he was putting his shoes back on, he asked me if I had a shoehorn.
What kind of shoes did he wear over to your house?
He was wearing dress shoes, I'm thinking, okay, ask for a glass of water. That's a bit of a stretch for like some random guy coming into my home, like for the hour. But ask me for a shoehorn when you're leaving. It's like, girl, get out of here.
Well, I mean, it would make sense if you're going to keep your shoehorn anywhere in your house. It should be near the front door.
Well, that's tea. You're right.
Did he use a shoehorn to slip on his Toms?
No. What do you mean? What do you mean by any of this?
You just can't picture. Don't you think it's a funny image to picture someone using a shoehorn to put on their Toms? Do you know what Toms are? I think it's funnier.
Yes, I know what Toms are. I used to wear Toms.
Not anymore, though.
I've kind of cycled them out of my
wardrobe. One of my good friends really bullies me for wearing Toms. So now, whenever I wear them, I take a picture and send it to him every time.
Okay.
aren't I a nice friend?
Hey, will you tell me how straight people saved us? Or what were you going to say?
Yes, bitch. Okay. So I went up to Guerneville, California, which is just north of San Francisco, with a couple of friends for the long weekend. We were all safe and tested and quarantined and literally pretty much just stayed in our little cabin Airbnb and got stoned and played games. You know how I like. But it had a private beach because there's a river in Guerneville that everyone hangs out on the river and blah, blah, blah. And the neighborhood we were in had its own very small private beach where there was like nobody hanging out, which was wonderful. And the one day we went there and there was this hot, hot, hot man. And maybe it's just because I haven't seen any men in 9 months, but there was a hot man and he was serving body and he was serving gay style bathing suit, but we thought he was very straight.
Ooh.
And because he was there with two women and there were children, and we thought maybe they're married. I don't know. And he kept pulling his shorts down and showing off his butt.
Oh.
And like showing off his body, yada yada. And then he was pulling down the front of his bathing suit and he like pulled it down on both of the sides. And he was like showing off his V lines in this like tattoo that he had. And we were all just sitting there with our mouths like on the floor being like,
was he looking at you? Did he know he was putting on a show for you?
I think he did. So there was this other like, there were, like I said, not very many people at the beach, but there were, and everyone was pretty spread out, which was wonderful. But there was this other very obviously gay crew. And on this one side of the beach, and he was kind of facing our, like the two of us and then like the other group. And I was like, is he just trying to show off for the gays?
Some guys do that. Some straight guys like to do that.
I know. That's literally like all of us were like, he has to just like intentionally be showing off for the gays. Like he's also probably been cooped up in the house for 9 months too. And no one's gotten to admire that body.
Well, I'm glad that you got to have that experience, Corey.
I think
you deserve that.
It was the closest I've come to seeing a dick in real life in 9 months.
You don't look down?
No.
Look away.
I have a chastity belt.
Nice. What is it kind of like? Is it something you could get at Hot Topic or Aeropostale or American Eagle type?
It's a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Threaded.
I got most of the parts from a hardware store and then I used the hot glue gun to really.
Oh my God. I went to the hardware store.
Okay.
I had to go get something from the hardware store. Okay. This is the first time I've been to this hardware store.
I was like, I don't even know where a hardware store in LA is.
It's called Koons, like K-O-O-N-Z, I think.
Oh, a girl in my high school had that last name.
Or something. It's like,
wait.
It's right by on Santa Monica by all the gay bars.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, well, first of all, I was walking to it because I was like, you know what? I'm going to have like a day out going to the hardware store. So I was walking to it and oh my God, you have to walk by all of the fucking gay bars and everyone's at all the gay bars. See, and I'm thinking, ours are pieces of shit.
Ours literally still aren't even open. We just got haircuts last week and it has to be outside. I just got a haircut. Oh my God, I got my first one.
You look stunning.
I had to sit outside and get a haircut.
I got a haircut outside and it was actually kind of nice. It felt like breezy and...
Well, you know me, I'm too tall. And the woman, and they just had these little wooden chairs. And the woman was like, you're too tall. You're really going to have to slouch for this haircut. And I said, baby, I'll do anything for you because I haven't had a haircut in 9 months.
Jesus.
So I get it. I gave it to her.
Anyway, so I was walking to the hardware store. I saw all the people at the gay bars. And I'm thinking, you you can't resist going and getting
like
an
how
over,
do you
an expensive drink like, surrounded by people you don't want to see?
Right, make a drink at home.
Anyway, so I go to the hardware store. They really have everything there.
They do. They've got funnels. Yeah. They've got nuts and bolts and tape measures and brooms. Yes.
Well, I was going because I was installing my tushy.
Oh, yes.
And what, I realized,
what didn't
like,
you have?
Well, I realized that my toilet has, I think I needed a different size like nut or bolt or something. So I was like, okay, well, I already have things that I need to go get from the hardware store. This is the perfect excuse to like go do it now. And I was really just kind of inspired. I was looking all around in every aisle thinking, oh my God, think of all the things. If I were the type of girl to want to do stuff in my home, I could.
Here's the place to do it.
Yeah. I was like, oh shit, I could like put new handles on things or doorknobs or
broomsticks and bed knobs.
Broomsticks. Yes, baby. Yes. Because you know what I recently did I tell you about my wigs?
Oh God, I saw your wigs. I saw you either put it on your story or something. I saw it.
But I didn't tell you about it. I got all these accordion coat hanger.
Yeah.
You know those accordion one that you can stretch out or stretch thin?
Yes.
So I got three of them and I nailed them all to the wall in the back of one of my closets. And all of my wigs are hanging now in it. And it is stunning.
I'm feeling
like now that I'm like really truly cooped up and bored out of my wits, like now's the time to really adjust the home. Yeah.
Listen, I know. I told you I was like redoing my backyard and we got some new patio furniture and then I went to the hardware store to get those shears to like cut plants.
Because
one of our bushes was like way overgrown and I got a can of spray paint because I spray painted one of my potted plants. It was great.
Wow.
Look at us. Green thumbs, green toes, green sleeves.
Hey, we got some things to discuss.
Oh shit. Yeah, we really do.
First of all, there's nothing really to say. I'm done watching Big Brother this season.
You're allowed to be.
It's a bunch of idiots that don't deserve to play against some legends that they've already decided are they're too afraid to play against. And it's like, no spoilers, but like the best people are getting eliminated and it's not worth my time. And that's that on that.
It's just opened a really great discussion, a lot of discourse about old school Big Brother versus new school and like the mob mentality that takes over new school Big Brother and how everyone's afraid to make waves and everyone just goes with the house and people bully people into making it unanimous votes. And I agree.
Well, but you have to look at the evolution of the game. I do wonder if you were to look at all of the winners ever of Big Brother America.
Yeah.
Would you say the majority of them are floaters or the majority of them are big move makers?
I know. I read this really interesting article. I think it was after last season or two seasons ago saying that on average, the people that had been winning were people who just kind of floated until about the halfway point and then really turned on the game in the last second half, which I think does ring true for some of the more recent winners.
It just is frustrating because even if my favorite people were kind of floating for this All-Star season, their previous reputations are damning them and people are coming for them because they're great players in previous seasons. And even though they're floating now, it's like, oh, it's stupid. So I'm done watching this season.
You're allowed to be.
And all of that said, it's like, also, do they not realize that it's just a whole bunch of white people in the house all consistently nominating all the people of color?
There has not been a week yet this season where a person of color hasn't been nominated.
I don't know. I don't remember. But like, are they talking about that on the live feeds? Are they aware at like what they're up to? It's really gross.
And apparently they had like bias training and everything, which is just funny because it's just proof that they need to be much better at casting diverse people because it just turns into this like mob mentality and it's gross and not fun to watch. Very on brand for 2020.
I agree. They got rid of my favorite lovable big busted blondes.
Busted. You mean busted?
Is that what straight men say? I don't know. The same week they got rid of my favorite lovable big busty blonde on Drag Race All-Stars.
Oh, bitch. Tell me about that.
So let's I'm done talking about Big Brother. Let's go to All-Star. Let's go. I mean, not All-Stars. Canada.
Canada's Drag Race. It's all done.
Canada's Drag Race. If you haven't watched, if you don't want spoilers, we're going to talk about it right now. We're going to name names. We're going to say what happened. Are you happy with the winner? What is that face?
Was not my pick for winner.
Okay. Who was your pick?
I mean, happy for anybody who is able to showcase their talent and be successful and sounds like they got some fans along the way. I just don't think I was one of them.
Wow. I'm going to say,
I felt like
if you don't want to hear who is, then fast forward, I guess, or whatever. But we're talking about Priyanka. Uh-huh. I really liked Priyanka, but I think it's because you can tell she is a reality star and she's really good at being a reality star. Like clearly she knows how she comes across and I find her really likable and charming and I would enjoy a Priyanka show. I don't know if the drag was as elevated as I wanted a winner to be. Not to say she's bad at it. Not to say she's bad at it, but she started 2 years ago, so maybe there's still growth to be had.
Absolutely.
I do appreciate her winning. I just don't know if this was the moment she should have won.
Right. I was all on board for her to come back and win an All-Star season.
Yes.
And be a little bit more polished. And yeah, I don't know. It's funny because after Jimbo was eliminated fourth, I really didn't know who I wanted to win. And I felt like I was leaning toward Rita Baga. And I thought, and it's funny because I loved Scarlett Bobo too, but it's, I don't know. I think I just was really kind of upset when Jimbo lost. And, I don't know, my roommate.
But Jimbo, to me, Jimbo was never, if you think about like, okay, who does Canada's Drag Race brand want to go do the interviews and be a representative? It's like, can you imagine them picking Jimbo for that? Like, I just don't see the powers that be wanting Jimbo, who feels a little bit more
reserved and quiet.
A, reserved, and B, sometimes in the Untucked, like, of lashing out or not being so likable.
Yeah.
Like Priyanka was always a likable, charming person that I think they're thinking, okay, is a great representation for the brand outside of all the drag of it all.
No. And like my roommate loved Priyanka early on. It was just always a little too much for me. I just wanted to like dial the personality back a little bit. It was
I disagree. I loved the personality. I just wanted to dial up the
it was just the wigs, the outfits, the looks.
I don't know. I think Priyanka was a great, fun, entertaining personality to have on a reality show. I don't know if she was the best at fashion. I don't know if she was the best at comedy. I wonder what she was the best at.
Yeah. That's exactly how I feel. And it's like the whole season, she talked a lot about like kind of having an improv background and being able to act. And it's like a lot of those acting challenges, I thought she was actually pretty bad. Like she lost Snatch Game, the pageant one. I didn't love the character she came up with. I don't know. Like I said, I really was like interested in seeing her come back for an All-Stars. And I think that would have been great, but good for her for winning.
I was rooting for Scarlett Bobo. Is that her name? Yeah. Scarlett Bobo.
That last lip sync, was she giving you Trinity Taylor vibes or what? Yeah, that's what we said.
Yes. And I loved Trinity, you know, I still do. But I think she was consistent. She was never in the bottom, blah, 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 always safe, or at least at the top. I think that was actually a disservice to people rooting for her, because if she ever had a chance to lip sync, everyone would call her a lip sync assassin.
Absolutely.
Everyone would be like, she's fucking incredible.
Absolutely.
So if she had that under her belt, I think she would have had more of a chance in the finale. But
I just felt, I don't know. You remember a few seasons ago when Silky Nutmeg Ganache was on and everyone just thought her personality was always at a 20 and it was just, it became a little like overbearing.
Yes.
That's how I felt a little bit with Priyanka. Like she certainly had moments that I liked, but I think overall I was like, stop yelling.
Oh my God. Well, she is
a diary room yeller.
Yes.
And I get it. You and I know, it's like we've sat in confessionals and sometimes they ask you to give more energy and sometimes they ask you to say something differently or just rephrase it and say it with more like inflection or something. But I was just, you know, I'm never here for a diary room yeller on any show.
I could appreciate the final four. I could appreciate the final three. I thought it was an interesting set of characters. I thought Rita was giving me a different type of drag than I think a lot of Drag Race fans are used to. And I think maybe it's more common in Canada or more celebrated, maybe even in Canada. It's a little tempest du jour for me. I don't know if I really necessarily would want to go to a Rita show. I mean, like, it's just, I don't know. When it comes to All Stars, who would I want to see? I want to see Jimbo. I want to see Lemon.
See, I would love to see both of them back. I mean, and the same thing. It's like, it's tough sitting there watching it because I was thinking like, if Rita Baggett doesn't win this, they're just going to Chad Michaels her in All Stars season. You know what I mean?
You think?
Yeah, I do. But I loved her last look. I loved Priyanka's final runway look. I thought she looked incredible. It was like the best she had looked all season. So it was good that she saved it till the end.
Yeah. Yeah. I was pretty happy with the season. If you haven't, I mean, we just spoiled everything, but if you haven't watched it and you're in kind of desiring something new to watch during the quarantine, this is up there with Drag Race UK. I liked Drag Race UK. I liked Drag Race Canada. It was a breath of fresh air, not so polished, but still like kind of characters that weren't overproducing themselves. And it was fun to watch a different, like, I guess, setting for one of my favorite shows. I appreciated it.
I loved it. I was very happy. I'll watch it again.
God bless.
God bless.
Is there anything else you want to talk about, Corey?
I don't think so. I miss you.
Oh, I miss you too, sweet pea. I do.
Too. Great. Awesome. Cool.
Cool, 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 cool. Okay, well, that's all, folks. Make sure you're registered to vote.
Shit, we're less than 60 days away.
Oh, man.
Keep having those tough conversations with your family members.
If you know anybody in a swing state, if you are a person in a swing state, please register someone you're friends with to vote and just like encourage them to realize how important their vote is. And if you're not somebody in a swing state, realize how important local elections are. They're just as important. If you think, oh, my vote doesn't matter, my state already is like pretty decided, it's always going to be this way, blah, blah, blah. Your vote does matter. Go vote and vote down the entire ballot and vote for the people that share beliefs that you have. And by changing things locally, that's how things change statewide over time. So get your vote in, bitch. Vote early.
And I was going to say, yeah, vote early. Now's a good time to start. You're 60 days out. Now is a good time to start devising your plan for voting day. What time you, like if you're going to the polls and voting in person, what time you're going to get there and how you're going to get there. And if you're any of your friends are going to ride with you, if you guys are going to carpool or whatever you're going to do.
And can I suggest something? A lot of states will send you your ballot that you can fill out at home and then drop off at the polling place.
That's what we're doing. That's
what I'm going to do for the first time this time, because usually I'll just go wait in line. And these past couple times I've waited in line on the day of, because I'm like, yeah, you know, I want to go be there. I like the energy. I like getting my sticker, you know, all the whole shebang. I have waited hours and hours and hours. And so I always see the people skipping the line with their filled out ballots and they get to just turn it in, get their sticker and leave. You still get the feeling of turning in your thing in person. You still get the feeling of getting your sticker and, you know, the whole shebang, feeling like a community member. But you get to do it at home and then skip the line. So if you have that option, think about doing that.
Now's a good time also to, start asking your employer what they're going to allow you to do if you have to work on election day. And you can start asking them, like, what's the plan? Everyone at our office should be able to vote. Everyone at our job should be able to vote. How are we going to do schedules? Figure that all out now. Start making
plans. You know
what
I think I'm going to do? I think this year I'm considering working at a polling place for the day.
Yeah, my roommate and I talked about it as well.
Because I did that in the 2008 election. And it was really fun. And it was like, I did it with a couple friends and I just have such fond memories of that being my first like election of being part of. And I was, I think I had just finished high school. So like it was my first election I could vote in. And yeah, it was like energizing and fun. And it felt good to get shit, like as somebody who thinks like, I got my shit together and I have a good head on my shoulders, like to get things moving so people aren't annoyed that like the polling place is taking forever. I felt like, okay, I'm helping things move along. I know what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing, as opposed to when you're there and you're like waiting around and for hours and you're like, what are the people in charge up to? That is a good way to get the power in your hands and get shit going and get more votes counted.
Yep.
Yeah, no.
And if you're young and capable to work it, then yeah, maybe your speedy little fingers will keep the lines moving faster than some of the other people who've probably worked in the past.
God bless. Okay, I think that's all for today. Happy Labor Day, Corey.
Happy Laborist Day to you as well.
Thank you for leading by example of being someone who takes the quarantine seriously and then still finds a balance of maintaining a sane lifestyle.
That was my first time being out of the house since my birthday, which was before everything was locked down. So
I think it's like one of those things where this is going to be for a while. Like yeah. Clearly we are waiting for a vaccine. If you are taking it seriously, you have the open conversations with the people in your life of like, if you're on the same page about social distancing and your rules for, you know, being out in public or blah, 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 blah. If it's a small group and you've been tested like you did for your Labor Day little getaway, it's like that is a great thing to encourage as long as people are safe and responsible.
And it was four people.
That's perfect.
Tiny, tiny.
Okay, well.
All right.
That's love, all for today.
Love you. Thanks for listening.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
I was talking to the listeners.
Oh. I forgot about them. Hey, guys. Hey.
All right. Should we count out of the podcast?
6, 5,
4, 2, 3, 1, 6.
Bye.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.